Pocket Wi-Fi, how to boost your internet speed. Do you get frustrated when you use your pocket Wi-Fi? Here are some tips to optimize the use and boost your internet speeds. Let's start with the basic stuff. 1. Check your pocket Wi-Fi specs. The older models use older technology, hence you get speeds at peak when your pocket Wi-Fi was still new. Star of the show smile. You get what you pay for. Remember, you are reading this because you want fast internet. Not all pocket Wi-Fis are created equal. Lazada has a lot of choices for pocket Wi-Fi, you just need to go with a brand that works for you. Notice that they are still selling pocket Wi-Fi with 21 MB/s, check the first on left. What you are looking for is pocket Wi-Fi that keep up with tech. Your choice shouldn't rely on price alone. Look below at the Huawei E5770S at 15 ohms, the Huawei number 5885 at 300 MB/s if speed is critical, by the best your budget can afford. Look for one that uses LTE Advanced and can do carrier aggregation. One of the major features of LTE Advanced is carrier aggregation, which allows mobile network operators to combine a number of separate LTE carriers. This enables them to increase the peak user data rates and overall capacity of their networks and to exploit fragmented spectrum allocations. UnwiredInsight.com. Tip: check the total number of users that can connect and get one that suits your needs. Pocket Wi-Fi speed depends on the modem. 2. Use best channel and frequency that doesn't compete with Wi-Fi around you. Competing signals can negate each other or slow down your access to the net. Try to stay as close as possible to the source. To give you a clearer picture of what I mean about competing frequencies, take a look at these images. I used Wi-Fi Analyzer on Android, available for download here. Graph below is based on 2.4G, see how many other Wi-Fi you need to commit with. Most of them on same channels 1, 5, 6, 11, 13. What you want to do is stay away from the competition and get a clear, crisp signal. This is just another view of the item above based on a time graph and signal pushed out at fixed intervals. Here is view of the 5G spectrum. Less crowded than the 2.4G and faster too. But signals cramming up in channel 1,6, 7, 11. The optimal setting is to study the options that your pocket Wi-Fi can do. So here is the ideal setting. Stay away from the pack. Less noise, less competition, faster speed with an optimized Wi-Fi signal. Taken this morning. Gives you fast and consistent signal all the time. Of course, internet speed will depend on a lot of factors, including location, number of users, load on server, load on cell site, and other network factors. 3. Use Give Your Pocket Some Loving. Boost the signal so it can give you better speeds. There are so many available in Lazada, but not all will work for you. Make sure you get the compatible one for your pocket Wi-Fi. This is my setup. This is the stock antenna for the Netgear AirCard 790s. There are others that are stronger, just make sure you check the dB strength. 4. Update your DNS and connect faster. Open DNS, Google DNS, reduce the time taken to resolve the domain name on the web and make the internet faster in the process. Obviously, it won't increase the maximum available bandwidth for your connection. Fastbytes. To use OpenDNS, enter 208.67.222.222 and 208.67.220.220. To use Google DNS, enter 8.8.8.8 and 8.8.4.4. There are factors that come into play for better internet, but best upgrade is the upgrade from the telco, giving better service, faster speeds, and consistent signal all over the metro. Remember, it's a race to get the best signal to optimize the connection to the internet provider. The guy beside you sharing the same Wi-Fi signal is also the one slowing it down. Use the same tips above to help your connection. Happy surfing!